Very good lesson in life, I've always thought, is to work out if things aren't working, do them differently, change it up. We've got this gargantuan hole in this country, you know, when it comes to doing things in terms of infrastructure. We haven't and we don't basically get things done. And when we occasionally crack on with a project, it's almost always behind in time and over in money. So part of the issue is the Resource Management Act, of course, which I think everyone now agrees is broken and needs massive reform. So in an attempt to kickstart matters, we've got these new fast-track laws. Now, fast-track, as I've said before, might well be the most important thing this government does in a big-picture sense. Submissions on the legislation closed last week and Friday, in fact, and you can imagine who turned up. Well, the same people who believe not doing things is the preferred option. Of course, the same people who have held this country to ransom over their individual myopic view of what's important to save or treasure or talk more about. The fast-track law allows certain projects to be signed off by ministers after going before a group of experts who tick it off as being beneficial to the country as a whole. So the pressure groups scream, oh, lack of democracy, oh, dictatorial behaviour. The hand-wringers and the press try and beat up the idea that all of this presents a problem to the government. Well, let me tell you, there is no such problem. Most of this country are sick and tired of lobby groups, of inaction, of wastage. The system we have has not worked. We need to do things differently. We need to get on with it. If this government is smart, they will not die wondering. They will not acquiesce to the incessant moaners who have no one's best interest at heart but their own. A government elected on change needs to embrace that, needs to be bold, to back itself, to believe that their approach and their path is right and needs executing ASAP. It is hard to overstate what a mess this country is in. That's the easy part, of course, given so many of us see it, feel it, live it on a daily basis. But even with that scenario, there remain those who are inward looking and can't get it their own way. Well, their time is up.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.